At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Do you know that there's vampires everywhere and you don't even realize it? Real vampires, not like the ones you see in movies.
You know, it's funny because we see the ones in movies, right? And we think about the folklore that we've had for years in it, and we think that it would be easy for us to recognize a vampire, but the truth is they walk among us.
Joe Laycock is Associate Professor of Religious Studies and Vampire Expert, Texas State University, also the author of Vampires Today, The Truth About Modern Vampirism, a word I didn't know was real. And Joe, what's the new book coming out?
The new book is The Penguin Book of Cults.
Yeah, you never slow down, Joe. It's amazing how all these creatures that you talk about and write about and bring this information to the masses haven't actually just swallowed you up on their own so far.
So far, I've been lucky.
You know, Raven says these creatures, but these are humans, correct?
That's right, yeah. My book was on a kind of subculture who call themselves vampires, and they feel that they're not like other people, that they didn't just kind of choose to be this way. They don't think that they are going to live forever, or that they'll burn up in the sun. But a lot of them do say I have to drink human blood from time to time, and that if I don't, my health deteriorates, and I don't feel myself anymore.
Like, how does that happen? How does one decide that they're a real-life vampire and do that? And how many of these people do you think exist in the world?
We don't know how many exist in the world. There is a group in Atlanta called the Atlanta Vampire Alliance, and they did a survey, and several thousand people around the world filled out the survey and said that, you know, we're real vampires. And probably, you know, there were some other people who said, I'm a real vampire, but there's no way I'm filling out a survey because I might get hunted down and someone might put a stake in my heart.
Right.
So we don't know, but probably, you know, hundreds, if not thousands.
Joe, I learn most of my stuff from what we do in the shadows, right? And so I think to myself, like, there's obviously the textbook vampire that we think of, sleeps in a coffin, has to be transported, has a keeper, that type of thing. But there's also those, you know, energy vampires that are out there. Those are real people.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Colin Robinson, right? Because there are people in the subculture who say, well, I'm a real vampire too, but I don't drink human blood. And in fact, I don't need to drink human blood because I can sort of suck the energy right out of other people,
right?
And maybe I can do this ethically. So instead of just, you know, sucking out all my neighbor's energy, maybe I can go to like a rock concert or something and I can feed on all the excitement and energy there.
Okay, so the new book about the cults, how do you fall into a cult? I always wonder, like, when you see these people and you, like, how did you buy into that?
Right.
How did you all of a sudden become under this person's spell?
It's still happening.
Yes.
As far as what makes a cult, you know, you have to be an unpopular group. So the early Christian church was very unpopular. And some of these groups do pretty bad stuff. So the book also talks about Waco, Texas, with the Branch Davidians and the People's Temple in Jonestown. But nobody joins a cult. You join a group, and then either the group becomes toxic or people just think they're weirdos and they label them a cult.
I mean, but at the beginning, it's all the classic stuff, right? You fall in love with somebody that's a very charismatic leader, you know, whether it's, you know, metaphorically or physically speaking, you know, you're drawn to this almost. And then they isolate you, right? And then they exert that control over you, whether it be financial or where you're staying or living or all those things. And those are the building blocks right there to brainwashing.
So we look at the cases, they call the Big Five, but cases like Heaven's Gate and Jonestown and the Branch Davidians. And we try to figure out what were the common elements here that went wrong. And two of them you named, which is all these cases had a charismatic leader, and all of them had kind of a degree of isolation from the outside world.
Well, I'll tell you what, the scariest one for me is that dance cult on TikTok.
That raises the question, okay, you now have an internet cult. There's people online who are sort of involved in activity that we consider cultish, and they're just logged in. They're comfortable in their house.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared of cults,
Matrix.
And I'm scared of vampires. Those are things that I'm scared of. Yeah. All right. The Penguin Book of Cults is Joe Laycock's new book. It's coming out now. And if you ever want to learn anything about vampires, you can check out his older book, Vampires Today, The Truth About Modern Vampirism. Thank you so much for taking the time.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you To take control of your wellness journey, through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.